and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play on this episode because today we're diving into one of the most mark-rich topics in your GCSE business exam, financial terms and calculations. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, I promise you this topic will come up. And the good news is, once you understand the logic, the marks are genuinely there for the taking. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything from the difference between fixed and variable costs, right through to interpreting break-even charts and calculating the average rate of return. I'll walk you through the key concepts clearly, share the exam tips that examiners actually care about, fire some quick recall questions at you, and leave you with a sharp summary to take into the exam room. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with the building blocks. Costs. Every business has costs, and your examiners want you to distinguish clearly between three types. First, fixed costs. These are costs that do not change with the level of output. Think of rent on a factory or the salary of a permanent manager. Whether the business produces 0 units or 10,000 units, the rent stays the same. Classic examples: rent, insurance, management salaries, loan repayments. Second, variable costs. These do change with output. The more you produce, the more you spend. Raw materials are the textbook example. If you're making chairs, every extra chair needs more wood and more screws. Direct labor on a piece rate system is another one. The key test: ask yourself, if output doubles, does this cost double? If yes, it's variable. Third, total costs. This one is simple. Total costs equals fixed costs plus variable costs. Write that down. TC equals FC plus VC. If your fixed costs are 12,000 pounds and your variable costs at a given output level are 8,000 pounds, your total costs are 20,000 pounds. Now let's talk about revenue. Revenue, sometimes called turnover or sales revenue, is the total income a business receives from selling its goods or services. The formula is equally simple. Revenue equals selling price multiplied by quantity sold. So if a business sells 1,500 units at 20 pounds each, revenue is 30,000 pounds. Clean, simple, examinable. From revenue and costs, we get to profit and loss. Profit equals total revenue minus total costs. If revenue is 30,000 and total costs are 20,000, profit is 10,000 pounds. But if total costs exceed revenue, say costs are 35,000, but revenue is only 30,000, the business makes a loss of 5,000 pounds. Examiners love asking you to identify whether a business is making a profit or a loss from a chart or a data set. So always check which is larger, revenue or costs. Now let's move to break-even analysis, which is probably the most heavily tested concept in this whole topic. Break-even is the level of output at which a business makes neither a profit nor a loss. At this point, total revenue exactly equals total costs. On a break-even chart, you'll see three lines, a horizontal line for fixed costs, an upward sloping line for total costs starting from the fixed cost level on the y-axis, and another upward sloping line for total revenue starting from the origin, that's the zero point. The break-even point is where the total revenue line and the total cost line cross. Now here is something critically important, and I want you to really listen. Your exam does not ask you to draw a break-even chart. You will be given one, and your job is to read and interpret it. So practice reading charts, not drawing them. Examiners have specifically flagged that candidates waste time drawing charts when they should be interpreting them. From the break-even chart, you also need to identify the margin of safety. This is the difference between the current level of output and the break-even output. So if a business is currently producing 1,400 units and the break-even point is 800 units, the margin of safety is 600 units. The margin of safety tells you how much output could fall before the business starts making a loss. A large margin of safety means the business has a comfortable cushion. A small margin of safety means the business is close to the danger zone. Finally, let's cover the average rate of return, or ARR. This is used when a business is considering an investment, perhaps buying new machinery or opening a new branch. The ARR tells you the average annual profit as a percentage of the original investment. The formula is ARR equals average annual profit divided by cost of investment, all multiplied by 100 to give a percentage. Let's work through an example. A business invests £50,000 in new equipment. Over 5 years, the total profit from that investment is £50,000. The average annual profit is therefore £50,000 divided by 5, which equals £10,000 per year. AA equals £10,000 divided by £50,000 multiplied by 100, which gives 20%. The business earns an average return of 20% per year on its investment. Examiners will often ask you to compare this against a bank interest rate or another investment option to evaluate whether the investment is worthwhile. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip number one, show you're working. In calculation questions, even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks if your working is clear. Write every step, label every number, don't do mental arithmetic, and just write the answer. Show the examiner how you got there. Tip number two, use the correct units. Revenue and cost should be in pounds. ARR should be expressed as a percentage. Output should be in units. Mixing these up costs marks. Tip number three, when interpreting break-even charts, always rate the axes carefully before answering. Examiners deliberately vary the scale. Don't assume the x-axis goes up in hundreds. Check. Don't assume the y-axis starts at zero. Check. Tip number four, for evaluation questions, those are the ones that say evaluate or to what extent or assess, you must give a balanced answer and reach a judgment. For break-even analysis, a strong evaluation might acknowledge that break-even analysis is useful because it helps a business understand its minimum sales target, but it has limitations because it assumes all output is sold, which may not be realistic. Common mistakes to avoid. Number one, confusing fixed and variable costs. Remember, fixed costs do not change with output. If you see a cost that increases as output increases, it is variable. Number two, misreading the margin of safety. The margin of safety is the gap between current output and break-even output, not the gap between current output and maximum output. Number three, forgetting to multiply by 100 when calculating ARR. The answer must be a percentage. Okay, cover up your notes if you can. I'm going to fire 5 questions at you. See how many you can answer before I give the answer. One, what is the formula for revenue? Selling price multiplied by quantity sold. Two, what do fixed costs do when output increases? They stay the same. They do not change. Three, at the break-even point, what is the relationship between total revenue and total costs? They are equal. Profit is zero. Or what is the margin of safety measure? The difference between current output and break-even output. Five, what is the formula for R? Average annual profit divided by cost of investment multiplied by 100%. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section before your exam. Let's bring it all together. The key financial terms you must know are fixed costs, don't change with output, variable costs do change with output, total costs, fixed plus variable, revenue, price times quantity, profit, revenue minus total costs, break even where revenue equals total costs, margin of safety, current output minus break even output, and ARR, average annual profit divided by investment cost times 100. For the exam, read break even charts carefully, show all working in calculations, use correct units, and for evaluation questions, always give a balanced judgment. You've got this. Financial calculations are one of those topics where practice really does make perfect. So work through past paper questions, check your answers against the mark scheme, and come back to this podcast whenever you need a refresher. Good luck in your exam. I'm rooting for you.